understand without being interesting. In these cases, save for one rather intricate matter which has been referred to me from Marseille, there's nothing which presents any features of interest. It is possible, however, that I may have something better before very many minutes are over, for this is one of my clients, so I am much mistaken.
Oh? Who would that be?
On the pavement opposite. Fur boa, broad-brimmed hat with an equally large, curling red feather, and worn in what I believe is the current Duchess of Devonshire fashion, that is tilted somewhat coquettishly over the ear.
Ah, yes. Why do you think she may be a client?
She seems nervous, hesitant. She's looking up at the window here.
Yes, I see what you mean.
And she appears to be swaying as if she's not quite sure. Yeah, she's taken the plunge.
Certainly coming in our direction.
Precisely. Now, if we give her just a few more moments to find our door. There. Oscillation upon the pavement always means an affair to occur.
Affair to occur. And here she comes indeed. Well done, Holmes.
My dear fellow, I can hardly claim credit for predicting the predictable.
Oh, really? Why not?
But I've seen these symptoms before. She would like advice, but is not sure the matter is not too delicate for communication. And yet even here, we may discriminate. When a woman has been seriously wronged by a man, she no longer oscillates, and the usual symptom is a broken bell wire. Here we may take it that there is a love matter, but the maiden is not so much angry as perplexed or grieved.
Mr. Sherlock Holmes?
Yes. Do come in, Miss...
Mary Sutherland.
May I introduce my colleague, Dr. Watson?
Good evening.
Doctor.
I think you will find this chair the most comfortable.
Thank you.
Not too pleasant an evening.
No.
Do you not find that with your short sight it is a little trying to do so much typewriting?
I did at first, but now I know where the letters are without looking. You've heard about me, Mr. Holmes. How could you know all that?
Never mind. It is my business to know things. Perhaps I have trained myself to see what others overlook. If not, why should you come to consult me?
I came to you, sir, because I heard of you from Mrs. Etheridge, whose husband you found so easily when the police and everyone else had given him up for dead.
Oh, yes. I remember reading about that.
Oh, Mr. Holmes, I wish you would do as much for me. I'm not rich, but still I have 100 a year in my own right, beside the little I make by the machine. And I would give it all to know what has become of Mr. Hosmer Angel.
Why did you come away to consult me in such a hurry?
Yes, I did bang out of the house, for it made me angry to see the easy way in which Mr. Windibank, that is my father, took it all. He would not go to the police, and he would not go to you. And so at last, as he would do nothing, it made me so mad I just came right away.
Your father, your stepfather, surely? Since the name is different.
Yes, my stepfather. I call him father, though that sounds funny too, for he is only 5 years and 2 months older than myself.
And your mother is alive?
Oh, yes. But I wasn't best pleased when she married again so soon after father's death, and a man who was nearly 15 years younger than herself.
Tell me about your father.
He was a plumber in the Tottenham Court Road, and he left a tidy business behind him, which Mother carried on with the foreman, Mr. Hardy. But when Mr. Windibank came, he made her sell up, for he was very superior, being a traveller in wines. They got 4,700 for the goodwill and interest, which wasn't near as much as Father could have got if he had been alive.
Your own little income, does it come out of the business?
Oh, no. It is quite separate, and was left me by my Uncle Ned in Auckland. £2,500 in New Zealand stock at 4.5%. But I can only touch the interest.
Since you draw so large a sum as 100 a year, and with what you earn into the bargain, you no doubt travel a little. indulge yourself in every way. I believe that a single lady can get by very nicely on